Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. Yes, this is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking, the previous caller, we were going to hold him over, but he appears to have dropped off the line. I wanted to make a point real quick about, freedom of speech. And
well, just to clarify, this guy was calling in with this mythology of the idea that the United States, the freest country on the planet.
Because we have freedom of speech. That's what he hung his hat on.
And we do have a relative freedom of speech compared to a lot of other places in the world. We don't have true freedom of speech.
And that's my point, is that, even doing talk radio like this in a show called Free Talk Live, because we're on the radio, we are governed by... Well, you know who, and there's certain words that we can't say. Think the George Carlin 7 words you can't say on television or radio.
Right.
We can't say those. So even in...
There's also certain things you can't cover, not just specific words, but...
You can't describe things in
certain
ways.
Right, we can't talk about, let's say, sexual or excretory functions in any level of detail.
Right. Outside of, medically referring, to the fact that that occurs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could do that, but... So there were some interesting statistics and studies that we were going to share with that caller. Would you like me to just gloss over a couple of them?
Yeah, let's take a look. Because
what's the most freest country, Ian?
Well,
what's the most freest country if it's not America?
So there's different studies that get done on a yearly basis that look at the economic and the personal freedom of the various different countries of the world. And the Fraser Institute has been doing one for quite a while. Their current study is called the Human Freedom Index, and it was published in December of 2019. So these are relatively recent statistics, but this goes on year after year, and you can see all their years in one database. But I'm just looking here at 2019. Now, it's... using numbers from 2017. So they published it in 2019, but it takes them a while to, gather all the information for every country in the world where they can gather it. And so looking at the different, I've got their database here, and you can rank it by overall freedom, meaning human freedom. So there's a score that each country gets up to 10, I believe, is the maximum. Then there's also the ranking. So, are you the top country or are you the lowest country? There's personal freedom score, there's an economic freedom score. So if you want to look at economic freedom as far as what is the most economically free country on the planet, meaning the freedom to do business, right? The freedom to transact business. Hong Kong, even though it's not really a country, and it's under some level of stress by the Chinese government, it still does retain the most freedom of of economics. It is it's at an 8.91, so, not quite a 10 or whatever. There's still some problems there, right? It's not truly free, but it is, by comparison, the freest, followed by Singapore, New Zealand, Switzerland, and then you have the United States on the list of economic freedom.
Interesting.
However, if you sort the list by the personal freedom score, it's a different story entirely. The most free personally of all countries on the planet is Sweden, according to this list.
Sweden!
A score of 9.45, followed by the Netherlands, followed by New Zealand, followed by Finland, Luxembourg, Norway, Germany, Austria, Denmark, Switzerland. Let's keep going here. Where do we get to the United States? 1, 2, 3, way down the list here. United States... looks like it's about 20 or so down, I think.
Interesting that New Zealand's in the top 5 on both lists.
That is interesting.
Yeah, 26. United States number 26 when it comes to personal freedom in the world. Sorry.
Yeah.
And he also said, 48th on press freedom, which is the closest you can get to the freedom of speech issue?
Reporters Without Borders does their World Press Freedom Index. You can go to rsf.org to see it for yourself. They've got one of those cool maps where it's got the different colors for the different countries. So, the more light the color is, the more free Norway is the number one most free place for press freedom, followed by Finland, Sweden, Netherlands, Denmark, Switzerland, New Zealand, Jamaica, Belgium, and Costa Rica. That's your top 10. And then the United States ranking in not quite mid-pack at number 48.
I believe it's pronounced Jamaica, man.
Yep, so we're not as bad as North Korea.
Yeah, but far from number one, yeah. I guess is the point. Like, yeah. he wanted you to name some countries closer to, like, well, number one, and there you go.
And he also admitted that he didn't care about facts or evidence. He's like, well, I don't care about that. I believe that this country is the greatest country. Blah, blah, blah.
That's what they told me in government school.
Rabble, rabble, rabble.
We'll just say that's why he dropped off, right?
Likely. You know, that's my guess. So let's continue the fun with your calls and your thoughts. And let's go to, if I can press the right button.
Click it.
Oh, you're trying to take a call without screening it first.
Right.
It's usually a bad plan, but
I know,
you can try it.
But I know who it is, but how do I do it?
You got to unmute the Discord on the board.
I did?
Well, then he should be there.
Hello.
Mortified Penguin.
Hey guys.
Or do you prefer Supreme Team?
Yeah. Burma Supreme is doing some big things. Keep an eye. But I want to talk about conservatives and libertarianism. And I think the U.S. actually, this kind of ties in to the previous call, that the U.S. has this kind of notion that because, you know, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights specifically, we're pretty radical documents in the 1780s or 1790s when they came about. And conservatives definitely cling to a certain set of freedoms that were set out in there that they teach in school and that are truly important if you want a government along, you know, open, classical, liberal ideas of freedom from that time. But, you know, a lot of time has passed since then, and libertarianism sprung up out of that, you know, classical liberal individualist kind of ideals, and we've gone a long way ever since the first man called himself anarchist, Pierre Proudhon, to the American, to like Thoreau and the going out in nature and doing his own thing. And I mean, the Constitution is not the end all and be all of freedom.
So I have a question real quick, because this came up for me personally within last week. Should libertarians have a more wide and open tent when dealing with conservatives? Like, should we invite those people into the libertarian club?
Well, there already have been coming in droves, and I think that's great if it's outreach. If it's always a good idea if you can set the agenda and not have the newbies come and set the agenda away from you.
Okay.
Yeah. I know that, you know, anarchist theory has been around for a long, long time. What I like about the day and age that we currently live in is that, you know, particularly with things like Bitcoin, is that we're seeing anarchist infrastructure for the first time in our lives. And that's, you know, why I'm excited, because for the first time ever, it's not just theory. There's actual, you know, things that sort of back up the theory that are mathematically sound and, you know, proving themselves to be valuable.
Except for the Bitcoin people that are saying, regulate us so we know what paperwork we have to do and what paperwork to fill out and how do we file, Mr. IRS agent?
I mean, you know, there's people, right?
So, there are. I feel like the whole Bitcoin thing. Go ahead, Mortified Penguin.
Yeah, compare Bitcoin, and I think another example of something that's just as important is like 3D printing. Exactly the same, not just for guns, but for all kinds of things. I mean, that's basically the same sort of, you know, tool for libertarians and for anarchists to create things, and bioreactors to create chemicals and medicines. I mean, that's like creating free money. It's creating free so-and-so, whatever you desire.
Looks like we lost you there.
No, you got me?
No, there you are. You're last.
Okay,
your last.
I must have laid off the push to talk. Yeah, I said, you know, 3D printers and like bioreactors for chemicals and stuff. We can create, you know, products and medicines and materials and weapons that however we desire and outside of the system. And if you are up in New Hampshire and you're cut off, you can create all sorts of things that wouldn't have been possible before.
That's the beautiful thing about like the 3D printing and all that, is that it gives the individual the ability to do those things outside.
Indeed. Right. Hey, thanks for the call, Mortified Penguin. Some good points there. And, you know, I'm with you. I love the fact that technology is finally establishing stuff that supports right. the theory that's been around. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to call in and give us your thoughts, this is Free Talk Live. More coming up right after this.
Beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We have a website. It's freetalklive.com. You can also join us on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. And all sorts of fun stuff. Freedom isn't free, in case you didn't know. If you've not seen the movie Team America, you would not know that freedom costs $1.05. Apparently they've, you know, done some research themselves before making the movie.
There's tax on that.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot.
So. Hey, I've got more numbers here. Fraser Institute actually does a breakdown of the economic freedom of North America, where they actually look at the different states of the United States, as well as in
Canada?
Mexico and Canada.
Okay.
And they actually rank them all together. So what is the freest of all of the states? It's actually New Hampshire at number one.
I was going to ask if it was biased, because Fraser Institute is based out of Canada.
They are. You're right about that. Yeah.
Give them the Canadian bump.
New Hampshire, number one, which is interesting because there was the Freedom in the 50 States study, which is a different study.
Right.
That I believe Cato, the Cato Institute does. They came up with Florida as the number one most free state, with New Hampshire very close behind Florida. Here they have the reverse. Here Florida is number two, and it's close. So New Hampshire's score is 8.13, so again, I think that's out of 10. And then Florida at 8.07, followed by Idaho, South Carolina, Wyoming, Utah, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Indiana, Nevada, Colorado, Texas. Going down the list, you don't get to Alberta, which is the most free Canadian province. That is kind of midway down. Let's see, Alberta is maybe like number 30. It's 24, number 24 here. So Alberta is more free than Connecticut, Maryland, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, California, and a bunch of other U.S. states. Alberta and British Columbia. So it's Alberta, number 24, and British Columbia right after it. And then a bunch more U.S. states. Let's get you the bottom of the list here for the U.S.
The bottom feeders. Let's hear it.
Bottom of the list would be the worst. According to this, surprisingly, Delaware. At number 54, again, there's a few Canadian provinces up there.
You know, Delaware is what, you know, real close to the District of Criminals, so that's D.C. for the listeners who don't know.
Yeah, and New York is just above Delaware, Minnesota, Rhode Island, Kentucky, so again, going up the list there.
Minnesota, really? Near the bottom. That's surprising.
Yeah. Let's see. So, and then you get to the Mexican states where Guanajuato is the most free, followed by Baja and a few others. So there you go.
Personal. No Acapulco?
Oh, that would be the Guerrero province, which is towards the middle of the pack.
Okay. All right.
Or Guerrero State, I should say.
Well, before we carry on, as we are wont to do, I wanted to tell you about Divvy. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I, if you're wondering how to spell that. DivvyProject.org. So...
And interestingly, the least free place in Mexico is ranked as Ciudad de Mexico, the Mexico City. For whatever reason, it's, I don't know if it's own state or whatever, but it's on this list.
Probably where all the politicians hang out there, too.
Yeah. So we were talking earlier, too, about names, and it seems that we have some callers who want to talk about that. So let's go straight away into that. We have Temple calling in from, looks like Virginia. Temple, you're on the air.
Hi. I did want to talk about names, but actually I also wanted to talk about the caller who was homeless, because I think he was wonderful. I think what he was trying to say in his own way, you all, and forgive me if this is just my opinion, but every opinion should count. I think you all somewhat blew him off, because even though what he did was remarkable, he was homeless, living in a tent in the woods, and because he lives in America, and he's very proud of it, he was able to work, get a job, work hard. He earned $700,000.
That's what he said. Yeah, that's awesome.
But your response to him wasn't good. It was like, well, that's not, that you were basically saying, well, that's just you, that's not a massive study that's done.
He should be proud of his individual work ethic.
Of course he should. And what he was trying to say, if I may, about freedom and being the greatest country. My parents, my father was in World War II, fought in the army, captured by the Germans, put in a concentration camp, worked until he was, and until they're 2 weeks. They'd take him out in the field, they'd shoot him in the back. And he escaped from the Germans. He stepped on a landmine, but it didn't detonate in the air when it was supposed to. He had two Purple Hearts. People like my father, people in World War One, what he was trying to say, I believe, is people in World War One, World War Two fought for our freedom.
No, they didn't. That's false.
Excuse me. Please, let me at least have my say. I've waited over 20
minutes. Well, no, you can say what you want, but we're going to get to respond to it, okay? That's how this works.
Let me finish what I'm trying to say, and then you can say whatever you like. But, no, people in World War One, World War Two fought for the freedom of our country.
That's just a myth.
That's what they were told.
And everyone after that is free because of people like my father.
No.
What a load of garbage.
So, excuse me. I'm not telling you.
Madam, World War One had nothing to do with freedom in the United States.
Said World War Two.
You said both.
My father was in World War II.
And World War Two never would have happened, likely, had the United States not gotten involved in World War One. Had Woodrow Wilson in World War One done what he promised, which was, madam, excuse me, you had a chance to say something. Now I'm going to respond to you. Lady, what happened in World War One was that Woodrow Wilson said he was going to keep the United States out of the war. And he broke his promise, and he got the United States into the war. A bunch of people died completely unnecessary to go to fight for those other people that we had nothing to do with until the U.S. government got involved in World War One. They tipped the scales, and then ultimately what happened after the fact led to the Nazis, basically.
And even that, right, the United States was looking for a way to get into that war.
Into a socialist country.
Absolutely not. I am not a socialist lady.
You want everything free, but things
you don't even know who you're talking to.
Just the airwaves.
Because I've listened to your crap on your radio station.
How long? 5 minutes? You don't even know what you're talking about. We're not socialists. We're libertarians.
Quite in fact,
do you know what a libertarian is?
And an anarchist.
Yes, I know what a libertarian is. Do you know what a socialist is?
Yes, and it has nothing to do with libertarianism, lady.
If we didn't win World War II, where we would be today?
We'd be speaking Chinese, Japanese, German, or whatever.
All right, Temple, thank you for the call. There's that we again, right? Yes, we did all of this stuff. I don't know about you, but I didn't do anything. Did you do anything?
I don't think Hitler would have been able to come to the United States and occupy this territory.
He was having trouble with Russia.
Load of garbage.
More coming up on Free Talk Live. More?
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FDL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the Daytona 500. He and First Lady Melania rev up the event, taking a historic lap around the track in the Beast, the president's black armored car. Supporters at Daytona International Speedway flying the American flag, and underneath it, Trump 2020 flags.
The cars will take to the track for the start. Tires will screech. Rubber will burn. fans will scream and the great American race will begin.
The Americans on board that Princess cruise ship in Japan finally off. It's been docked in the port for 2 weeks because more than 350 people testing positive for the coronavirus. The Americans will be housed at military bases in California and Texas for another 2 weeks. They'll be watched to see if they develop any symptoms before they can return home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
To
this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Our website, of course, is freetalklive.com. And you can also find us on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. We've been talking about, well, a variety of subjects tonight.
You're lucky you're not speaking German right now. Because the last lady says if we hadn't won World War II,
nine,
then we would all be speaking German.
I have a real problem with that line of thinking.
Really? Why?
Because even if that were true, right, it's not like you would be this liberty-minded, freedom-oriented American who just happens to speak German, right? You would be a German citizen living in this province of Germany, mm-hmm. right? And you wouldn't even have that liberty mentality. So, like, where do you think you would be? I would be like a normal German citizen at that point.
And that presumes that what she believes would happen would have happened, which suggests that had the U.S. not gotten involved in World War II, that Hitler would have taken over the entire world. And how exactly he would pull that off, not real sure.
It would just be a bunch of German people, German-speaking people going like, you know, Germany is the real language of America. Keep these Mexicans and their Spanish out of here. That's all. It's the only difference.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The apocryphal quote from, I think they attribute it to Japanese Admiral Yamamoto, but nobody knows who said it. Yeah, that the reason they wouldn't invade the United States is because there's a rifle behind every blade of grass. The idea being that the right to bear arms, which is something that we appreciate here on Free Talk Live. Lady called us socialists, which we're not it in any way, that the right to bear arms was what is a good deterrent against people coming in and trying to invade the United States. It's not the fact that there's a military.
Yeah.
It's the fact that people are individually armed and willing to defend themselves and their families. And I'm sorry for that lady's dad who got captured by the Nazis and, you know, tortured or whatever it was that happened to him.
Yep.
I'm glad to hear that he escaped. But just because he was fighting for the military doesn't mean he was doing anything for our freedom. The military is just a group of bureaucrats that goes around and bombs and murders people around the planet on the say-so of politicians. They're used for political purposes, not to defend freedom. When was the last time the United States military actually defended this particular plot of land?
I don't know.
Has it ever happened?
Not since I've been alive, anyway.
No, it hasn't happened. Ever.
Yeah. War of 1812? I don't know.
Yeah. And, military 101 is, the worst possible place to try and take over is a heavily armed populace, right? So if the government really, really, really wanted us to, you know, be tough to take over, they would do the opposite of what, you know, they're currently doing with, you know, restrictions of, you know, gun ownership and all that kind of stuff. They would do the opposite of that and give us weapons.
Well, and that's the other point that I want to make, right? The Second Amendment and the American ability to defend themselves and their family is not a state government granted right, right? We don't have that right because they said so. We retain that right against their encroachment and their wanting to take it away.
Well, governments don't grant rights; they infringe upon them.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're supposed to respect them, but they don't.
But a lot of people, when you say, like, well, we have the right because of the Second Amendment, what they hear is, that's what makes this the greatest country, is because the government has given us the right to have
rights. Yeah, it's one of the most annoying things about talking to statists, is they're like, well, the government grants us the right. No, they don't.
Government's just people. So how could you get something from other people that you didn't already have by virtue of the fact that you're also a people, you're a person, you know, you're a human being?
All right, so
you don't get more rights because you get into a group of people. Like, you start out with rights because you're a human, and if you want to get together with other human beings, you don't all of a sudden attain more rights just because you got friends.
You shouldn't, but you do, right? You join the government, you get more rights. Yeah, you join the police force, you get more rights.
And just because you're a group of people doesn't mean you're granted rights that individuals don't have.
That's what I was saying, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Except the practical application is that they do.
Well, the government has the ability to use violence and get away with it.
They've got everybody convinced that just because they wear a special suit or a special costume, that they have rights that you don't as an individual, and that's not true.
So, I mean, my grandparents, my grandfathers were in the military as well, and I'm sorry for that. You know, I'm not proud of whatever it was that they did, because whatever it was they did, maybe there were individual acts of heroism involved, like an individual circumstance, somebody rescues a guy or
save the platoon,
save a baby or something.
You know, there's no doubt that in the midst of that hell of war, there's certainly going to be some heroic moments, but they shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Yeah, which is why I'm less sympathetic than you, right? If you choose to join the military and you choose to go to war, and you end up, you know, PTSD, disfigured, blown up, dead. Like, you don't get sympathy from me. Mm. I'm not granting that at all.
Yep. All right, let's switch gears here and go back to your calls and your thoughts. We have Jack, who's calling from the planet Earth. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to talk to you guys about names.
Okay.
What is a good name? To me, I don't really like any of the names, and I don't really like the unique names either.
Hmm.
And me and my girlfriend are possibly, you know, thinking about maybe having a kid someday.
What are you going to do?
You got to call it
something. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
the baby.
I feel like, the common names.
You can refer to it as common. It.
That sucks.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I kind of want to see what you guys think. What is a good name to you guys? I mean, think about your own names. We're born into our names just like our bodies.
That's not necessarily true. I have adopted the name Captain Kickass. It was given to me as a nickname.
You were born into it. Someone named you, right?
Correct. Yes, I have
they
what
didn't
I refer
name
to
Captain Kickass.
No,
though.
No. I have a slave name. My first name is Brian. That's you know, everybody's pretty aware of that as far
but
as this
when
show
did
is concerned.
When did you change your name?
1996.
So up until then, you were kind of stuck with whatever name you were given, right?
Well, so I also had another nickname up until that point that people referred me to or referred to me as because Brian's a rather common name, and I would bump into, you know, other friends
That's
named Brian and that kind of a thing. So, yeah.
That's my
so,
point.
But the point I'm trying to make to you, Jack, is, you know, pick whatever you want, man. I mean, if you want a name suggestion, how about Captain Kickass Jr.?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about what to name the kid so much. Because, number one, as a kid, they're not going to care. It's just going to be part of their identity.
I disagree.
And if you can disagree, but at some point, they'll have the ability to change that to whatever they want.
Right, and that's the other point that I wanted to make.
Until then, they're stuck with whatever name they're given.
Sure,
yeah.
Right. So what I would
but
do if I were you is I would give them...
People that give themselves nicknames suck, too, and that kind of... No offense. But
I didn't give myself a nickname, so...
I'm just saying in general. I didn't mean you. I was just saying generally people who give themselves nicknames.
Yeah, Richie.
Yeah,
Richie Rich.
Whatever.
Jack, here's a thought. You know, you could name your kid something, and then when the kid is of age, old enough to understand what a name is and like how important it is in life, right? You know, you as the father would be able to best determine that, right? Let him choose his own name.
You could just name him placeholder.
There you go.
But I think the placeholder is important, though.
I mean, I actually am a fan.
Find a name that has meaning to you or whatever your ethnic background is and start there.
Well, the good news is it sounds like you got time, right? Like you didn't knock her up yet.
Well, it was Valentine's Day a couple days ago.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Jack.
Some people would say Jack is a strong name.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, that's pretty common. I mean, you know.
Common but strong.
It's also a nickname. It's also a nickname, right? Isn't Jack short for something?
Jackson, maybe?
Like, no, Jackson. Or Jack was short
some people
for...
named John get called Jack.
Yeah, right, that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a weird one, too.
How does that happen?
Do you have a weird name? 855.
It's not any shorter.
I don't know how you get Dick from Richard either, but it happens there, too.
Yeah, I don't understand how you get Dick from Richard either, but, you know. Give us a call.
Or Jim from James?
450. Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Talk Free.
What?
Oh, backwards. I'm speaking. Sorry.
He's listexic.
Free 450-855 is our number. That's F-R-E-E 450-855. Can't keep that up.
Please don't.
That's too difficult. FreeTalkLive.com. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday night edition. We're having a blast. We hope you are too. I'm your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me in the studio tonight is...
It's Ian.
And Richie Rich.
Thanks for being here, guys. It's been a ball so far. And we've been talking about, wow, all sorts of stuff.
Good calls tonight, too.
The state of freedom, the ranking of freedom, how the United States stacks up to other countries in the world. We've talked about names, right, baby names, and how, folks are trying to name unique...
New age names, not made up names.
Not made up. Whatever, that sounds like politically correct, yes.
It is, you're right.
But, all that sorts of stuff. And we did have a caller, though.
It's not made up, it's creative.
Sure.
We did have a caller earlier, and we put him on hold for the next segment, and he dropped off, and I believe he has called back and is on hold currently. He was the gentleman that we looked up the data for as far as the Freedom Index and all that kind of stuff, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I believe this Maybe. Is the same guy. So, Johnny from South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on?
Is this, I don't think it's the same guy.
No, maybe not. Johnny, what's on your mind today?
It's the same guy. So, first off, I heard y'all say that I was a conservative, and I never told y'all I was a conservative.
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, and so anyways, I just want to make a point. All right, okay. And this is just for everybody listening out there. All right, being a libertarian, it's a good theory, but it never works in practice, and I'm going to tell you why. Because of your own statistic that you stated, all right? You said Hong Kong was the number one economic free place in the world, all right?
Yeah.
Literally, y'all just stated a communist country that pays its employees a dollar an hour, all right?
You know Hong Kong's different from China, right?
What's that?
You know Hong Kong is different from China in a lot of ways, right?
Okay, they're still communists.
They're technically governed by communist China. However, communist China realizes the benefits of having an economically free state in Hong Kong, and therefore doesn't come down upon them like they would the rest of the country.
At least not yet.
Well, and some with the protests, maybe it's starting,
yeah.
But up until this...
And these numbers are from 2017.
That's what I was going to get to. Yeah. Up until at least 2017, Hong Kong has been allowed to run as it previously was before returning to control of the Chinese government.
Right, because who controlled it before?
England.
Correct.
Okay, so what you're saying is those guys are making great money over there?
In Hong Kong, yes. Hong Kong is very economically free compared to China. I'll pull up the list for you if you want.
No. There's a difference between economically free and the employees being broke and having a working sweatshop.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the benefit of being economically free is what I'm trying to explain to you. All right, it's good for the man at the top. But it's not good for the man at the bottom.
No, you don't understand what we're talking about.
It's also good for the man at the bottom.
Economic freedom means you can go and start a business being the man at the bottom without having to ask a bunch of bureaucrats' permission. That's one of the things that economic freedom is.
I like that.
That's Hong Kong.
I do like that part.
That's what Hong Kong is all about.
No. Have your listeners do their own research.
Go and it's called the Fraser Institute, okay? They crunch the numbers from every country on the planet.
Yeah, I know. Y'all look up statistics, all right, and then you just start naming them out, all right. But you don't even tell the people what the metrics are, all right. And y'all are literally
there's dozens of categories.
Communist countries, as y'all's example.
Well, Johnny, 420 pages, Johnny, in this PDF. There's 420 pages. Obviously, we're not going to be able to give you all the metrics because it would take too damn long. If you want to go and look over it, by all means, you can go crunch the numbers any way you want to.
You recommended that our listeners go do their own research. We're giving you the research. We're pointing you to the research,
and it's
Johnny.
Not just the Fraser Institute. There's also the Heritage Foundation. They do their own study. And Hong Kong has been on the top of these lists for more than a decade. Like 2 decades, Hong Kong has been up there.
Okay,
and it's not just Hong Kong.
But y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Here's what I'm telling you.
Hong Kong is communist China.
If the top of the list is communist countries, all right,
it's not, dude. Hong Kong was on the top of the list, but it's not the only country up there. Here's the Human Freedom Index, which, by the way, includes personal freedoms as well. Because remember, you're just talking about economic freedoms. New Zealand is the number one most free. And Switzerland after that. Hong Kong after that. Canada, Australia, Denmark, Luxembourg, Finland, Germany, Ireland.
Wait a minute. Now y'all are getting crazy because you're telling
me. I know, it's crazy, right?
Statistics.
All the countries you just named as being the most free countries are countries that's more white. Okay, so.
What?
So, now it's getting a little strange here.
Well,
you named Switzerland, that may be
true, but that has no bearing on the statistics. Right?
Yeah.
Like, now you're trying to equate race with freedom. And that's more corollary than anything else.
The United States is number 15 on the list of the Human Freedom Index. So I'm sorry, dude. I know it's hard to handle the fact that you've been lied to.
It ain't hard to handle.
Sure it is. You've been denying it the whole time.
No, it's the fact that I get off of the radio, and the first thing I hear y'all start saying is, oh, this old conservative Hollywood Hogan listening to person. Like, it's so disingenuous. I mean, that's exactly what people do when they don't agree with what the other person's telling them. They try to paint them as a bigot or as a hardcore, staunch conservative, which I'm not by any means.
I don't know who called you a conservative, but it wasn't me.
Yeah,
I didn't know enough about you. I wouldn't have said that.
As soon as we lost signal, I turned the radio up. And y'all spent the first next half of the session talking smack about me.
Well, we were reading the statistics.
Yeah,
when
we
came
did
back
is we
the
presented
break.
The statistics. Because you had asked us to, actually. So we were doing exactly what we said we were going to do, which was present you with the facts and the evidence.
Here's what the conservatives think. Have you ever heard of the Heritage Foundation, the Heritage Institute?
Okay, yeah.
Have you ever heard of them?
Three or four times, yep.
Yeah, they're a conservative group. Am I right about that?
You're correct.
Yeah, okay, so here's their heritage.org. This is their website. They have the Index of Economic Freedom. Here's their ranking. So they're different. It's different from the Fraser Institute.
And Fraser's Canadian.
Fraser's Canadian. Heritage is based, I believe they've got offices in D.C. Number one, most free country on the planet for economic. Remember, this is only economic freedoms. Hong Kong. Number two, Singapore. Number three, New Zealand. Number four, Switzerland. Five, Australia. Six, Ireland. Then seven is the United Kingdom. Eight is Canada. The UAE, United Arab Emirates, at number nine. Taiwan at number 10. Iceland at number 11. And finally, the United States ranking in at number 12 on their list.
And if you go read the PDF, under each heading, under each category there, they will give you the reason and more statistics on how they rank those. Like, what made Hong Kong number one?
Right.
Right. What could they improve upon to get a higher ranking or higher score in the next one? Right.
And they'll also tell you what they improved on last year. So last year, the United States was actually lower on the list. It's gone up a little bit. So it went up 1.1 points on this list. So its score right now is 76.8. So last year, it would have been a 75.7.
Okay.
So it's actually increased on its economic freedom, according to the Heritage Foundation. But it still isn't in the top 10. Sorry.
All right, so the whole reason we got on this subject is because, to start with, I said, this is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and y'all said I disagree, all right? And the whole, I was trying to make a point from the get-go, which we never even got to make, and the whole
point
I was trying to make is, okay, so I asked y'all if y'all believed in open borders, and y'all went on this rant about, you know, yeah, we believe there's people that can come over here and contribute, and I agree 100%. Most of the Hispanic workers that I've ever been in contact with blow American workers out the water. That's
yep.
That's a fact.
So let them come.
In my life,
Korean too.
But yeah, okay. Well, here's the here's the only issue, though. All right, it's the fact that we got such a huge welfare net. All right,
so end that.
Abolish welfare.
Yeah.
Focus on that instead.
Okay. If
forget about the borders, focus on the welfare state.
Oh, that is true. If we can agree on that, I say open the borders wide open. But
we're with you. We're with you 100%. I'm glad we agree.
All right, thanks again for the call, Johnny. I just want to point out it is rare that we take the same caller twice in an evening, but I'm pretty sure you just got cut off. So we appreciate you joining us back and hearing us out. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want, 7 days a week? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already married? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.